Parshas Toldos, Beis Tefillah, Tovshin Ein Vav. This week, I would like to discuss together a very, very important sugya of telling the truth or concealing the truth, hiding the truth. We find Yaakov went to steal the brachas from Yitzchak. He fooled him. Anoichi Esav b'chorecha, me, your poor is Esav. Yitzchak asked him, are you Esav? He said, ani, it's me. He was deceiving Yitzchak. Obviously it was mutter for him. I will just quote as an introduction a sentence, a paragraph I found in the Shu'at Divrei Yativ from the Kleisenburger Rebbe in Chedek Hei. He says, Ma'olam tamati, I've always been surprised how even the medaktikim b'mitzvahs in the world of Shiduchim hide faults that people have. All sorts of hidden mumim conditions, mental conditions, physical conditions, they hide them. I've always been surprised. What is the heter? The tshuva tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva. A doctor says to him, I have a patient that she doesn't even have a rechem. She has a rare situation. She doesn't have any rechem, nothing. Nishdo. She made an artificial rechem. And she wants, no way she can have a child. It's all artificial. It's an implant. And she wants me to hide. The patient has told me she's 19. She doesn't want me to tell anyone. Can I keep quiet? She's 100% not going to have a child. It's impossible. She doesn't have a rechem. Is that permitted? There are three sugyos involved. There's something called a mekach tot. Mekach tot means you buy an object that's so faulty there was no sale. There's a second level of the sale is a sale, but there's an isser oino. The Torah forbids us to fool people. I cannot, if I sell you an item that doesn't have what you think it has, it's called isser oino. Sale is still a sale. And there's something called Gnevas Das. So let's see, we'll discuss each topic to itself. In Shulchan Aruch, Chayshe Mishpat, Reish Lamed Dalet, Siv Beis. A butcher sells meat. It was found to be treif. Everyone is entitled to get their money back. It's called mekach tos. We bought kosher meat. We paid for kosher meat. The meat you gave us was treif. It's a mekach tos. Therefore, they could all bring the meat back. Wherever they ate, you also get entitled to the money back. They had the whole meal. They get the money back. Says the Shulchan Aruch, likewise, even if it was just an Issa Derabbanan, it's also Mekach Tos. And they're all entitled to bring the meat back and get their money back. But what they ate, they can't get their money back. Because only Issa Derabbanan had a good meal, they can't get their money back. But the rest of the meat, They made the sale to Mekach Tovs. So whoever's still around, they give back, get their money back. On the other hand, in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simen Kufte Zayin, Ha Noise Echod Michai Veilavi, a chosn gets married with his kala. After the wedding, he's married with her. He finds out she's a mamzeres. She's a bona fide mamzeres. He's even allowed to be with her anymore. Does she need a get? She fooled him. She didn't tell him. Or he's a kohen. Gets married, and after the marriage, he finds out she's a grusha. She was once married before, got divorced, didn't want to tell him. Now he finds out they've been married.
She told him?
No, didn't tell him. She didn't tell him.
After the marriage.
Now she tells him. Okay, now she tells him. So what would you say? Is this Mekach Tovs? What? So Kolchikin. So let's see what's going to happen. So what would you say that she need a get? What? Okay. I must tell you. I'm not a kohen. I've never asked my wife if she was a mamzeres. I've never asked her. Okay. So, okay. But same thing. It's the same love. I've never asked my wife, Ata Yoyim Azeh. I've never asked her if she's a mamzeres. So, I guess you're the same. So it happens. I understand your question, but the law will still be the same. So what would you say that she needs to get? I would say it's a mekach tovs shemamish. It's not worse off buying meat, finding out it's treif, it's a mekach tovs, the sale's off. If you marry a wife and she doesn't tell you that she's a chayv lavin, I would say the marriage is off. It never happened. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Kufta Zayin Sif Aleph. Hanoise echod michayv lavin, im lo ikir bo, he didn't know about that she was a chayv lavin. She doesn't get a ksuba of 100 or 200, but the tesefes she gets. If he in the chuppah gave her tesefes, what does it mean, tesefes? You have to pay, the Kanas Chazal, to pay 200 to a psula, 100 to a bula. But you give her tesefes. So the tesefes she gets, i.e., the marriage is the marriage. And therefore, she gets the tesefes. Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis. And if she's a Chayve Lavin, so a Chayve Eseh, what is a Chayve Eseh? She is a mistress. What other Chayve Eseh do we have?
Four different generations.
And she didn't tell him. Then she gets a full ksub. She gets the Iker and Tosefes and everything she gets. They know Mavin. Why is it that why is it not called Mekach Tovs? What's the difference between a piece of treif versus a Chayv Lavin, both the Surin? Why is it not called Mekach Tovs?
Why does he have to pay for her?
They got married. They got married. He gave it to
him. He stays with her. He
no, he can't stay with her anymore.
He
has to give her the get. Has to.
But why should he be penalized?
He married her. He promised her. They got married. They've been married, so she gets.
He married her.
Nachon, he got married. So when he got married, he obliged himself to give a ksuba. So he gets the ksuba.
Based on a thing that it's a kosher marriage.
That's what he thought. The guy thought it was a kosher marriage. We see. What?
It's certainly a valid.
It was a valid.
Why?
That's the chiddush. But Mordechai is asking, why is it not Mekach Tovs? He was completely misled. The whole thing is a mistake. it's like buying trefa meat from the kosher butcher. It's a complete mistake.
If you're saying it's a valid marriage, then you should be allowed to stay married there.
No, we can't. You can't stay married.
Is that a valid marriage?
It's a valid marriage. It's also they also to be together, but the marriage was a marriage. It's an Eishes Ish. There is, by Chayvei Lavin, she loses the Ikar Ksuba, but the service she gets.
No,
she doesn't. She didn't know. Okay, so we've seen something mind-boggling. Something special about marriage, for some reason, we still go ahead. In the Pitzchei Tshuva, Yoredea, Lamed Alef, quotes the Tshuva's Chasm Sofer, a case where we have meat that it's very controversial whether it's mutter meat or osa meat, and we're matir behefset merube. In Halacha, we have things called, if there's a great loss involved, we'll make all. So this person who has will make all his meat because of hefsed merube, and he's selling it to other people. Are they allowed to buy it? Does he have to tell them? This meat is machlokes rishonim, whether you're allowed to eat it or not. We're machmir. For a hefsed merube, we're lenient. Now he's selling it on to other people. Says the Chasm Sofer, it's a mekach. This is almost a mekach tos. It's mutam ikar adin, but this is with machmir for them. If they're not told, it's a mekach tos because they're thinking they're buying kosher meat. Now it's controversial meat. Therefore, it's a mekach tos for them, unless he tells them. Right, but he does say, he said. And the question is, how can it be a real chayvei lavin, a emes dikah chayvei lavin, by marriage we go ahead with it? It's a proper sale, proper get. In proper marriage, he needs a get. It gets ksuba. How can it be by a meat that it's only machmir? We make it's meat that has machlokes about it. It's a mekach tos. Says the stipler in the Kiryas Yaakov Vivomis Memhe. Simon Memhei, Mendalev. We see there's something unique about marriage versus buying things. What's the difference? When you buy an item, you have no intrinsic connection between this item. You buy a car, it doesn't matter if you get this car or the next car that was manufactured in the line 5 minutes later. It's all the same. You have no intrinsic connection to the item. Therefore, if there's anything wrong with it, it turns into mekach tos. Because why should I want this thing? If I get with the same money, I could buy something else that's equally the same. Why would I want something with a fault if with the same money I spent on the faulty item, I could buy a proper item without a fault? Therefore, it's mekach tos on the spot. But in the world of Shiduchim, Kosher Lezavgum Kikriya Samsuf, once they agree, Kosher and the Kala make a Shidduch and they agree to get married with each other, it's a great simcha. If you come to the Kala and offer her, there's another Bocha, you're interested? No, this is Kimsois Kosher al Kala. What do you mean? This is my Kosher. They want each other, they have an intrinsic connection to each other. And therefore, a stam mum is not strong enough to cancel the kiddushin. In the world of when you're buying dry, cold items, so anything, any mums could stop the sale, because why would I want this thing? I could buy something else. But when you, in the world of marriage, you have a connection to each other. So therefore, it stays. it's still not good enough. Okay, that would be true if you find out that she has, you find that the Kala finds out that the Chosin has the, he has what's it called? He was once in jail. Okay, so she hears about it. No, she's already in love with him. No, not the end of the world. But Chai Ve'Lavin, when the Chosin finds out his Kala is Chai Ve'Lavin, how could it be it's not a Mekach Tos? What mean they love each other? But the Chai Ve'Lavin, he cannot be with her. Says the Chazon Ish. Incredible Chazon Ish. Since Nafshei Shel Odom wants Arayas. Arayas is an area a person has a desire for. Therefore, when they have made a marriage, if you'll tell the Chosin, she's awesome to you, his first reaction will be, leave me alone. Because he's in love with her. A second later, they'll say, ooh, no, I can't. Also, I have to stop this. But the moment of the Kiddushin, under the chuppah, where it's Kimsois Chosan al Kala, where there's no guarantee to say that were it to known that he was she's al Chai Ve'Lavin, he would stop right then and there. There's no guarantee. A minute later, yes. When you think, calm down, he'll understand. He has to stop. But the moment of the kiddushin, it's like a riot. No, he can't stop. He can't. He loves her so much. Therefore, it's not called a mekach tos. Had he known in advance, he wouldn't have gone out with her. Had he known that she's mazeres to him. But the moment of the kiddushin, he loved her. There's no guarantee she would stop, even though she's a mamzeres. And therefore, the kiddushin is a kiddushin, and the ksuba is a ksuba.
If he's told at the second of right. Mariah,
okay.
So if he's told an hour after the
he is told afterwards. So we have to judge what would happen. What at the time of the kiddushin? What was the situation? So we're saying, were he to be told in the time of kiddushin, there's no guarantee that that second he would have stopped. And therefore, kiddushin is called a valid kiddushin. In the world of mekach or memkar, I say, were to you have been told that this car is going to die and only has half an engine, then I know you would back out. Because why would you want such a car? There's no reason in the world you want such a car. Therefore, it's called mekach tos. I know the moment of the kinyan you would not have wanted such a car. But when it comes to Chosin and Kala, there's no guarantee that at the moment of the Kiddushin you wouldn't want her. Yes?
No.
Right, okay. Because that's when he made the Kinyan, that's when he made his commitment, that's when he married her. No, but the Ksuba comes from the Kiddushin. The Ksuba comes from the Kiddushin and Suin. We have to judge the moment of when it kicked in. It kicks in at the chuppah. At the moment of the chuppah, we have no guarantee he would have backed out at that second. Yes?
What we're saying is that we're not saying for sure that it's a valid marriage. We're saying we're cautious.
And therefore it's called Dvarim Shebalev. Says Chazon Ish, it's called Dvarim Shebalev.
Yeah, but therefore, like, if the woman goes and she's mezana, but she could say, well, I wasn't married. I mean, that the marriage is valid.
So I assume we're chazoka that's still there, because Chazok is it still there? I'd have to check into your question. Okay, so Ola Biyadeinu, that a mum of an Issa would not create Mekach Tos in a marriage. The marriage, even though he or she concealed from a spouse, from each other, a potential love they have, would not stop the marriage. As far as Mekach Tos is concerned. Why is this important? This type has a case of a bocher who lost a testicle, and therefore, according to many poskim, he's a krushofcha, he's a psur daka. He's forbidden to get married with a bas yisrael. Psur daka is forbidden to get married. He has to marry geres. And this guy, he lost one. And perhaps B'Shas Atchak, a few leniencies will make on him. But he doesn't want to tell his kala. She is getting into a potential issa. And does he have to tell her? And he didn't tell her. Is it Mekach Tos? Because had she known, she wouldn't be interested. But it's not. It's b'shas atchak v'meko. But it's b'shas atchak. By bosor, says the Chasam Sofer, it's called a mekach tos. A shas atchak heta. What about gidushin? In gidushin, we see the marriage is on. We see that it doesn't cancel the gidushin. But we're not finished. What about oino? Deceiving each other. Let's carry on. In the Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat Reish Chav Zayin, Asur L'Hoynei Says Chaveray, forbidden to deceive. Ben B'Mikchay, Ben B'Mikar, just buying or selling, you cannot deceive. As it says in the Torah, Kisim Kru Mimko La Misecha Oikono Miyata Misecha. So this guy is deceiving his kala. He thinks he's a regular guy, but he has a mum. Well, what about a person had a disease? A person had a disease. He doesn't tell his kala. He would never marry him. If she would know he had a disease, even though he's in school recess, what's it called?
Remission.
She wouldn't be interested. He doesn't want to tell her. So he hides it. But this is definitely no. He's deceiving her. There's an issue to deceive. Well, listen to this. Here's a heter. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Chavtes. Eilu dvarim she'en lemo ino avodim and karka. There's no ino by avodim. Karka, there's no ino, and avodim as well. And Evet has no ino. Because who kashle karka? Says the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a worker, there's no... He's working for you, there's no ino, because he's like your slave. The person working for you is like your slave. There's no ino by Evet. This is a great heter. She's marrying a wife. It's an Adam. So there's no ino. So you're allowed to deceive people when it comes to people. The chosen can deceive the kala can deceive the chosen. Good heter, right? Ino, says Shulchan Aruch, is only by metalterin, cars, tables. Not by people. Oh, see that? We can cheat each other. Good? No. Says the Sma, Reish Chav Zayin, even though there's no Issa Oino, there's an Issa Oino as Dvorim. There's another Issa Oino as Dvorim. You can't, with your mouth, you can't offend people, cause people pain. The Pesach Shura brings that even though you don't have to pay money for it, there's still the love of Oinoah's moment. The love is still there. Okay, so it comes out there is an Issa Oinoah when it comes to people. The Chosen is Bima'ana, his Kala. The Kala is Bima'ana, the Chosen. She doesn't tell him about certain conditions he has. She's been hospitalized in a mental hospital 2 years ago. She doesn't tell him. He has no idea. But she's not telling him. Worried to know. Forget it. There's no mekach tos. No, but I know. Is she allowed to do that? So we discussed Mekach Tos, discussed Oino. Now we're going to discuss Gnevas Das. Shulchan Aruch, Reish Chof Chesiv Zivov. Ostu the Ramois Bnei Adam be Mekach or Memkar. Oilig Gnev Daiton. That means, if I have a mum, it's not strong enough to cancel the Mekach. It's called, but still called Gnevas Das if I conceal it from you. I sell you a car. I know that the radio is faulty. I know the radio is going to die in a month. No radio left. It's not strong enough to cancel the deal. It's not like a mekach in the whole car. It's Gnevas Das. I'm deceiving you. I tell you everything's fine. I deceive you. The Gemara says a person selling a slave, an old slave. So he dyed his hair black. The buyer thinks that, oh, here's a slave, looks young, you can work for me for the next 50 years. 2 weeks later, he notices that the roots of the hair turn white. This guy's an old man. Eno ino bekarkois. But Knevas Das, you've stolen his mind. Even to a goy. Also the big knife daitai. Even to a goy. You give him a piece of meat. He thinks it's shchuta meat. It's an expensive kosher meat. Really, it's an avela. And he thinks you're giving him a big present. Also, it's Gnevas Das to a goy. Rabbeisai, we at least, all the cases, it's Gnevas Das. The chosen is conceding from the kala, and the kala is conceding from the chosen. Comes the stipler with an incredible Gemara that indicates you're allowed to deceive Gnevas Das, or you know, it's all mutter when it comes to the world of marriage. Want to hear? Here we go. Gemara in Yevamos, Mem Hei Amud Aleph, Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing what happens if the father is a goy, the mother is a Jew. What status does the child have? A goy, Shebol Bas Yisrael. What is the status of a child whose father is not Jewish? A Jew. The Gemara is discussing that. Some say it's a mamzer, some say it's a regular Jew. Ha'u da'asa l'kame d'rav. This person came to Rav and asked him, Akum ve'eved shebol bas Yisrael ma'u? What's the din of someone whose father is not Jewish? Omale avlad kosher. Omale yoiv le'barteich. That's me. My father's not Jewish. Give me your daughter. He says, no. He says to him, even if you will be as great as Yeshua ben Nun, I will not give you my daughter. Says the guy back, if I'll be like Yeshua ben Nun, even though you won't give me your daughter, at least other people will give me. But now no one's giving me. No one wants to marry him. He's kosher, but no one wants to marry him. So what should he do? Omale zil itmar. I have an idea for you. Says Rashi, go to a place where no one knows who you are, and you get married to the Bas Yisrael. Here, no one will marry you because everyone knows that your father is not Jewish. Go to a different city, and then people will know, and you get married. More continues. He also came to Rava. Omali, oy gali, oy nasi bas minach. I go in exile, and no one knows who you are. I get married. We'll stay here, marry, find a kala whose father is also not Jewish. Makapkan. It says over here, here's a chosn who no one wants to marry him. No one wants to marry the son of a goy. So what the Chazal tell him? Go somewhere else. People won't realize and get married. Thank you. What happened to Isoino? What happened to Gnevas Das? These people don't want such a guy. And the Wallace tells him, go and cheat people. Don't cheat. Go and hide the information. That's Gnevas Das. You see, says the sniper, in the world of marriage, it's not like Mecha Chomemkar. You're allowed to do Gnevas Das. Why? Says the stipler. What's the swar behind it? Because, again, in the world of Mecha Chomemkar, even when there's a slight fault, and it doesn't cancel the deal, you bought the car, the radio died. You don't really expect the whole car to be cancelled, the whole deal to be off. Bit much for the radio. But if the seller would come to him and say, would you like to exchange? I'll give you your money back. You'd be interested. Why not? I'm not going to make a whole deal. I'm not going to sue him in court for this little thing. If he wants to offer me to cancel the deal, I'll take it. Because why would I want this car? I can buy another car with a radio. Why should I want this? Why should I want the car with a faulty radio? But in the world of marriage, chosen and kala, we will tell the chosen, tell me, do you want to? Would you like to find the car is willing to accept the get? Are you interested? Should we ask her, do you want to give a get? Who wants to get into get? For little things. So difficult. They've been together. It's chosen and kala. They love each other. Therefore, since even if he's to find out the chisaron, since we know he'll accept it, therefore there's no issur gnevas das, because they already have an intrinsic connection. Then shomim a gemara, the stipler brings a gemara. Since I know, even though right now this guy, his father's ago, is traveling to a different country. Right now, if you tell people before he goes into Shiduchim that my father's a goy, no one's interested. We see from the Gemara he can keep his mouth shut, get married, because when they'll find out, they'll already be in marriage, and then they'll accept it. So you'd have to do it's not called Gnevas Das. Like it? I'm sorry? Okay. Things which I know that even after the marriage will make it off. A person maybe has a major disease. But things which are borderline, I'm allowed to be concealed, even though it entails oino and gnevas das, because I know that eventually when they'll be in a state of love, he'll accept it. And he won't even want to back out. Isaiah Zokta Stipler. But not everyone agrees to this. The Tzitz Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshev, the various Shuvas, they don't agree. Rabbi Yoshev says, not right from the Gemara over there. There wasn't a gam beitzem. It was really his mutter. This Amoritz didn't want him. There's such a thing. When there's a proper gam involved, a guy who's missing a testicle, where there's a real issue involved, that would be called Gnevas Das. Can't prove it from the Gemara. The Tzitzi. Whenever it's a mum that's a level of gnevas das, it's not gonna. When they'll find out, they'll accept it. So you're allowed to be going of daiton.
Okay, so stipend would agree in a severe case.
In a severe case, would agree. No, but a guy, he's a guy who's missing, who's a sophic psua dako, where the evet is mutter b'shas atchak. They would never get into it had they known in advance. He's allowed to conceal the information to go in of daitom, get into the marriage, and then it'll be then.
That's the machlokes
the Rav Yoshev, yes. Yes. Yes.
Or the father's a goy.
The father goy we see in Gemara. So, father goy. So Rav Yoshev says like it's just like a. I'm a Oretz. The Tzitzit Yezer says no, because we see in the Shulchan Aruch it's called Pogum Lekuna. Tzitzit Yezer says that Gemara, it was like a Ras Heter. It was a special Ras Heter because this guy had no choice. The Gemara wasn't focusing on Issa Inah. The Be'emah says there is an Issa Inah. It was like this guy had no choice, so the Gemara kind of ignored Issa Inah. He said there is an Issa Inah. Okay, what's even more chamor is a girl who the chassan thinks she's a psula and she's not a psula. Even more chamor than this. Does a girl who she's a Bais Yaakov girl and the assumption is that she's a psula, but really she's not. Oh, so this major letters between the stipend and Chazon Ish and the stipend and Rav Yoshev, where there's a girl who's raped when she was 10 and she's already engaged and she's never told anyone. Does she have to tell the chosn? Why is it more chamor? Because the Gemara says that kanz v'cheskas besula v'nim tes bula en aleh klum. She has no right from him. Does it mean that she doesn't need the get? Maybe she does need the get. What about the ksuba? He's wrote a ksuba of 200. She doesn't deserve 200. Does that make the ksuba invalid? If the ksuba is invalid, they're living together without the ksuba. You cannot live together without the ksuba. And Yoshev says, that's one problem. Yoshev says, you're cheating him. It is Issa, this is Nevis Das. Rabbi Yoshua wasn't Mikkel. He says you have to tell him. The chassan needs to be informed. Once he's informed, if he accepts, he can still give her a ksuba of 200. They don't want to make it public. It doesn't need to be said under the ksuba and in the chuppah in front of the loudspeaker that this is a ksuba's bula and she's only getting 100. The chassan can accept upon himself to give her a ksuba's matayim. He's allowed to add, but he needs to be told. That's what Moshe Stern says, Kepsula. It's not Makib, because he is obliging himself to get that type of Ksuba. But Ksuba over a Psula. Because only he knows about it. And therefore, Rav Yoshev was not Mikol. You have to tell the Chosin, needs to be informed. He must be told. I know someone, I'm going to finish now, his daughter had an operation, Bois de Mokoyim, and she lost the Psulim. An operation wasn't Biel and had to tell the chosn. The chosn was informed that your car is not a psula. She's like, it's called Mukas Eitz. There was an external reason that made her lose a psula. He had to be told. All of Yadenu that Elochel HaMaisa should be every case itself. This is very, very. We've seen the minag is, says the Divrei Yatziv, people hide things. The stipler brings a Gemara that he was hiding his mum, that he is the father's a goy. In the world of Mekach Tos, it's very hard to have Mekach Tos in Kiddushin because they're in a state of love. If it's a Mekach Tos to an Issa, if she's a Mamzeres, she should still need a get. Mashenkin by regular items, Mekach Tos is much easier. Is there a heta of Gnevas Das? And I know the stipends, there is a heta, Yoshev, and Sitzieza, I think not. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.